underscoring the importance of winning the majority in Olympia, Senator Jim McEwen has a Parents Education Bill of Rights. It's incredibly important given how many stories we've seen over the course of the last 2 years of teachers trying to take the place of parents. Senator McEwen joins me now. Welcome back to the show.
Well, thanks for having me, Jason. So I appreciate it.
There is a lot in this bill, and I want to start with the one point that seems the least directly connected, but not really when you dive deep in. One of the parental Bill of Rights aspects is it would ban puberty blockers. Take me through why that is included on an education Bill of Rights.
Well, I've seen so many teachers promoting this agenda through the educational system across America, and an unproven drug, Lupron, that is basically was created and found for prostate cancer for adults and never really approved for children. And it's a very serious drug with very serious side effects. As Jason, as you probably have already seen, the FDA has put on over 6,300 deaths from puberty blockers, 41,000 something adverse effects. And these are very serious adverse effects from heart attacks and blood clots, you name it. And it's a very serious thing. Yeah, and bone density loss is also on that list, and it's a bigger list than that. And so it shouldn't be promoted in schools at all. Schools aren't created. They're there to educate, give facts, and get kids out so they can go to college. But this agenda is a very serious agenda, and confusing kids is a terrible thing in their adolescent lives. So anyways, that's why it's on the list. And
I would argue it's probably somewhat separate only because this is a health issue, and I agree with you, obviously.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
But I don't know if it belongs on this list. One part that is related to this that I definitely think belongs is the parental consent in sex ed. Now, technically, it exists right now where a parent can say, I don't want my kid to participate, but that means they have to proactively jump in and say no. Under your parental Bill of Rights, what would happen?
Well, that's an opt-out, and that's an affront to parents, I believe. That's really not anything to do with parents' rights, because what happens there, a parent has to get the form home, find out the program's going on, go view the program, and then after viewing the program, can opt their kid out. If you're a single mother, a single father, you might not have time to do these things.
Yeah.
And you might not get the slip home on top of it from a kindergarten or whatever. Now we're down to a lower grades than sex ed. So it's to be more friendly to parents, it should be an opt-in program, not an opt-out program.
Opt-in rather than opt-out. And so many times, as you know, there are parents who maybe they get alerted to this in an email, but the email has a whole bunch of other stuff in it, and it tends to be buried in some cases.
Mm-hmm. That's correct.
So you also introduced the idea of school choice, which obviously that's not a new idea on the state House side. We've seen this with State Representative Jim Walsh. Do you believe ultimately the only thing getting in the way is just we need more Republicans in the House and the Senate, right? I mean, at the end of the day, Republicans are pretty on board.
I think they would vote for a school choice program. But I think part of the package is very important to have a school choice program and define how much the state would actually give each person a school of their choice. But if we're, as Republicans, ever be in competition and get some of the more woke, they say, schools back, I think we're going to have to present some competition to them over the years. And I think, you know, if we don't get this passed as a bill, we need to go out an initiative because it shows that parents are ready for this across the nation. And I think I've heard even in Washington State they're ready to move forward and get a school choice program and go to school of their choice.
Yeah, and what we've seen certainly over the last couple of years, and the data backs us up, parents are pulling their kids out of public schools. It is rather pronounced in the Seattle Public School District, which is telling you something, right? I mean, this is a displeasure with, I would argue, the wokeness and the sort of inability to focus on the general things you would expect your kid to learn in school and focusing more on the social justice stuff.
And that's correct. And like critical race theory, for instance, it's being secretly taught in school, but it's supposed to only be for training for teachers. But it's beyond that, and it's being pushed. And you hear about it, see about it, and I hear about it from teachers that are trying to keep in the system. And it's a very difficult situation for a lot of the teachers that are more conservatives that are in the system that don't want to teach the sex ed, don't want to push critical race theory. And so, and then again, we as Republicans should be fighting for more conservative curriculum in school. It's mandated only certain curriculum can be used. Common Core, for instance, we need to get much better, much more higher learning type of education and much more dedicated to truth and history as well.
State Senator Jim McEwen is joining me on the line, Republican from Graham. He's discussing his new sort of package of bills. It's called the Washington Parents Education Bill of Rights. How much of this do you think reasonably, if you were to break it up into individual aspects, would have bipartisan support? Not what should have bipartisan support, because I would argue all of it should, but what does?
Well, I think most of it, like you said, school choice has been ran by several people in different forms. And I think, of course, obviously most Republicans would be on board of that. I think the Individual Class Freedom Act would be great, and the consent of on sex education, opt in, not opt out. That is probably 100% on that one. I would assume as well.
Just on that, let me. I want to push back a little bit because my feeling is that Democrats very clearly would not support that. They like the idea that they could sneak in certain kinds of content into sex ed. They clearly have shown, the lawmakers and the activists behind it, have clearly shown an interest in pushing the envelope on what is included in sex education. I think they benefit, or at least their side benefits in their view, by not being proactive, having to opt in.
That's true. They actually own the school system. And that's something that we need to change. I mean, if you want to go to a liberal school, a liberal, whatever, fine. That's fine. You send your kid to that. But we have to sit in the same schools where they're teaching history that really doesn't have any meat in it, doesn't have any truth in it. Mm-hmm. And they aren't promoting any patriotism these days much to children like they used to when I went to school as well. So we as Republicans really need to fight for more conservative-based education, and whether that is school choice or just breaking up the public school system, we need to fight. And if we don't, we're going to be totally going to the left, and there's nothing we're going to be able to do about it. And the culture is going to change, and we won't be able to get the votes from these people. And our own children will be indoctrinated.
100%. And we have a lot of power right now. We're heading into the midterms. It's important that you go out and support your Republican candidates. There are a lot of really, really good ones. There are a lot who, frankly, as I said in the first hour of the show, they're struggling when they shouldn't be. Senator Greg Gilday, for example, should not be struggling. This should be an easy win for him in Camano Island. But unfortunately, that's just not the reality. And so folks need to step up. If you are a parent, obviously this is very important for you. If you're not a parent, this still impacts you. So please make sure you vote for your Republicans and let's win back control of the House and the Senate. We've been talking with State Senator Jim McEwen. Thank you so much for stopping by. I really appreciate it.
Yeah, have a great day. I appreciate talking to you.
Absolutely.
Bye.